In today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing the topics of ego and pride. So to start, what ego is a person's sense of self-esteem or confidence. And ego is a trait that every person has, but every person tends to show it differently. For most, ego is a good thing, but it becomes a problem when people take it to a more extreme level. This person can be described as egotistical. I think the topic about ego and pride are important because today there are a lot of people, especially as teenagers, who misuse their sense of ego and pride. Ego is the anesthesia that deadens the pain of stupidity. Pride is the burden of a foolish person is a quote that I think kind of relates to the whole topic. So today I'm going to be asking a couple of Oak Park High School students what the quote means to them in order to get a standpoint on how others view the topic of ego and pride and how it applies to society today.
This is Lauren Chen. Lauren, how would you analyze this quote?
So I think that the first line, ego is the anesthesia that deadens the pain of stupidity, it refers to how people who have a lot of ego are blind to themselves, and honestly, they just, like, look stupid to the world. And the second line that says, pride is the burden of a foolish person, also kind of means the same thing, but it refers to pride. And people who have a lot of pride are foolish and they can't really see themselves. So, yeah, okay.
This is Lindsay Rapp. How would you analyze this quote?
I think that it's just saying that, like, not to be too prideful because it shows. And I think being confident in yourself is a good thing, but never to be too prideful.
This is Megan Rapp. How would you analyze this quote?
Well, I would analyze this quote by, well, the first line, ego is the anesthesia that deadens the pain of stupidity, by how people shouldn't be too egotistical and they hide it with stupidity.
This is Taylor Mativi. Taylor, how would you analyze this quote?
To me, the quote means that basically a person who uses ego and cockiness to cover up the shamefulness that they feel for being foolish or stupid. So they're going to project this ego and this, like, facade that there's something great, but they're just kind of using it as something to project because they're really insecure and they don't feel good about themselves on the inside.
I feel like the conclusion I got from all of this is that students are very aware of the difference between having ego and being too egotistical, as well as having pride and being too prideful. People use their ego as a defense mechanism to maybe block out a trouble or a burden they may be facing in life. This egotistical mindset has the ability to bring others down with them and drag the self-confidence down of others with them. And people tend to use pride the same way by making it seem as if they have plenty when they really just use it to cover up what they believe is a foolish version of themselves. For Here and Now, I'm Shanigal.